Welcome to the Affirmations for Traders podcast, a special space created especially for you to listen to affirmations that make a positive impact to support you in your trading journey. I'm Tessa, your host. Like many of you, as a trader, I understand the struggles of this journey very intimately. I believe that by adding the power of affirmations to your toolbox, it can be the game changer that you're looking for to help you improve your trading potential and to develop yourself into a better trader. You're listening to episode 3 of the Affirmations for Traders podcast. Hi, how is your new year going so far? It's still so freshly new in the new year. We're still in January, thank goodness. This is the time of the year when many of us come up with new resolutions for the new year, or we might even have the same ones from prior years that we're trying to accomplish. And at the start, many of us usually have such good intentions with them. And then over the course of the year, some of us lose sight of tracking our progress. Then we get overwhelmed and then end up giving up altogether. How can we keep those resolutions and intentions alive and to keep it up? Well, a different approach to consider, which is not a new concept, is why not treat 1 month as if it's 1 year, or even 1 week as if it's 1 year? Because when you have 365 days to go, it sounds a lot more daunting and overwhelming than 30 days or 7 days at a time, doesn't it? Why not take 1 month at a time, or even just 1 week at a time? One of the common challenges traders, both new and experienced, struggle with a lot is self-discipline in trading. This approach can be applied to self-discipline as a New Year's resolution. For example, if we mess up for the whole week, well then there's a new week coming up, or new year, and we can start again and practice doing better in the following week and build our confidence. With this approach, you're effectively creating more chances for yourself to improve, to get better and better on a weekly or monthly basis when you're looking at it from a weekly and monthly standpoint instead of 1 year at a time, which can be overwhelming, like I mentioned. Again, it's not a new concept, but it is definitely an approach worth exploring. So let's get back with affirmations. You can probably guess what this week's affirmations is about. I want to dedicate this week's episode to all of you dear traders wanting to get better at self-discipline. Before we start, let's prepare ourselves. Take a moment and close your eyes. Give yourself permission to be open to the affirmations you're about to hear, and feel free to repeat along with me. Let's begin. Self-discipline begins with me. Self-discipline begins with me. I build good habits and routines in my everyday life because it helps me with my trading. I build good habits and routines in my everyday life because it helps me with my trading. I practice self-discipline because I know it helps me to become a better trader. I practice self-discipline because I know it helps me to become a better trader. I'm building my self-discipline when I follow my trading plan. I'm building my self-discipline when I follow my trading plan. I'm disciplined to consistently study my trades to understand what worked, what didn't, and why. I'm disciplined to consistently study my trades to understand what worked, what didn't, and why. I can do what I know I need to do, even when I don't feel like it. I can do what I know I need to do, even when I don't feel like it. Self-discipline takes effort, and I'm ready to put in the work to get better at it. Self-discipline takes effort, and I'm ready to put in the work to get better at it. I'm organized and implement ways to monitor my progress. I'm organized and implement ways to monitor my progress. I forgive myself, pick myself up, and start again. I forgive myself, pick myself up, and start again. I set measurable and achievable goals to help build my self-discipline. I set measurable and achievable goals to help build my self-discipline. I celebrate the small wins along the way. I celebrate the small wins along the way. I truly believe in myself and my abilities to improve my self-discipline. I truly believe in myself and my abilities to improve my self-discipline. I'm ready to apply and practice my self-discipline. I'm ready to apply and practice my self-discipline. I'm a more disciplined trader starting today. I'm a more disciplined trader starting today. During the week, reflect on these affirmations and repeat them with deep intention. Feel free to add any of your own to this week's affirmations. Hi, before we come to a close on this episode, there's something I would like to say, and that is, I would like to say that I really appreciate you as listeners to this podcast. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or whatever it is that you trade, we all have common struggles in trading, and I really hope that I can add value to your trading journey. And I have a small request to make also. If you like the podcast and you enjoy it, please do share it with others who might benefit from this podcast. I thank you in advance for doing that, and I thank you again for listening. You were listening to Affirmations for Traders. I'm Tessa, and I look forward to doing this again with you next week. Thank you for listening, and take care.